from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The U.S. president is not happy about what is happening to his immigration and travel order. U.S. President Trump suggested to law enforcement chiefs Wednesday that politics led the courts to suspend his executive order on immigration and warned that the nation's security is being compromised without the travel restrictions.
I don't ever want to call a court biased, so I won't call it biased. And we haven't had a decision yet. But courts seem to be so political, and it would be so great for our justice system if they would be able to read a statement and do what's right.
A U.S. appeals court in San Francisco says it will likely rule this week on whether a federal judge had the legal grounds to suspend Trump's ban last month on immigration from seven Muslim-majority countries. A lawyer for the U.S. Justice Department and an attorney representing the states of Washington and Minnesota, which are suing to stop the ban, presented their arguments by telephone before a three-judge appellate panel yesterday. All sides are expecting the issue to wind up before the Supreme Court. Mohamed Abdullahi, nicknamed Farmajo, a dual U.S. Somali citizen and former prime minister, has been sworn in as Somalia's new president after lawmakers voted behind the secure blast walls of the capital's airport. Celebratory gunfire erupted across Mogadishu at his victory after a security lockdown in the seaside city aimed at deterring attacks by the Al-Shabaab Islamist group, which had threatened to derail the Western-backed election process. Find out more on this story at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Two Republican senators say they're sponsoring legislation that would make major changes in the U.S. immigration system, slashing the number of foreign nationals admitted into the country each year by up to 50%. This proposal, which by some estimates would reduce immigration from 1 million to 500,000 people per year, would align the federal government with policies that conservative restrictionist groups have advocated for years, if not decades. The bill being proposed by Senators Tom Cotton and David Perdue would reduce immigration by limiting admission from migrants' family members, ending the diversity visa lottery program, and making the process of obtaining green card work permits much more difficult. Two Israeli rights groups today asked the country's Supreme Court to overturn a new law legalizing West Bank settlements. It's the first concrete attempt to counter this contentious measure. Adalah and the Jerusalem Legal Aid and Human Rights Center appealed to the High Court, asking it to block implementation of the bill passed in Parliament this week that sets out to legalize dozens of settler outposts built on privately owned Palestinian land. Suhad Bashara is an attorney for the Adalah group.
We are claiming that the Israeli parliament cannot enact any law that violates its constitutional values, and we think that this law is unconstitutional.
A bill sparked heavy criticism both in Israel and abroad, with critics saying the bill amounts to legalized land theft. They also said it's legally problematic as it seeks to impose Israeli law on occupied land that is not sovereign Israeli territory and where its Palestinian residents do not have citizenship or the right to vote. Gunmen killed six employees of the International Committee of the Red Cross in northern Afghanistan Wednesday. The group says two other staffers are missing. ICRC leader Peter Morris said in a statement, "This is a huge tragedy. We are in shock." The eight-person team was delivering livestock materials near the northern town of Shibirgan, capital of the Jalzan province, when the gunmen attacked their convoy. No one immediately claimed the attack, but the provincial police chief, Rahmatullah Turkestani, said it was likely carried out by Islamic State militants who have a presence in the area. The Taliban, who have been waging a 15-year insurgency, denied any involvement. Turkey's military said Wednesday Syrian rebel forces with Turkish support have taken control of strategic hills surrounding the Islamic State-held town of Al-Bab. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors the war in Syria, said Turkish forces and allied Syrian rebels launched an operation late Tuesday and seized territory on the western outskirts of Al-Bab. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.